KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy, crimson-cloudy sky this morning, and we look forward to be mostly sunny with today with a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Barans of Stiefel Investments. It's 38 degrees in Atlantic. A Nebraska man has pleaded guilty to amended Iowa charges of indecent contact with a child and has been given a suspended six-year prison sentence and 2 years of probation. The Daily Nonpareil reports 50-year-old Michael Robinson of Omaha, Nebraska, entered his plea Tuesday, the day before his trial was set to begin. Robinson had originally been charged with several counts of third-degree sexual abuse stemming from several incidents that spanned from 2007 to 2012. Council Bluffs police say at that time, Robinson was in a relationship with a relative of the victim. Another relative reported her suspicions of sexual abuse to the Iowa Child Protective Services in March of 2015. Authorities say Robinson inappropriately touched the girl from the time she was about 10 until she was 15. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest Wednesday afternoon of a man wanted on an Audubon County warrant for theft in the second degree. 49-year-old Timothy Nathan Turner of Kimbleton was taken into custody at around 2 p.m. Wednesday in connection with an investigation into an incident in Kimbleton. Turner was being held in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A 17-year-old male was arrested Thursday evening in Fremont County for possession of butane hash oil, commonly known as dabs, as well as possession of marijuana. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the teen was transported to the Fremont County Jail following his arrest and later brought to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where he will await his initial court appearance. His arrest stems from a traffic stop in the 2500 block of Highway 275 in Fremont County, during which the Fremont County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit detected the odor of narcotics, which resulted in a search of the vehicle. A Missouri man was injured during a crash Thursday morning in western Iowa's Monona County. The State Patrol says 36-year-old Gene Lawrence Odell Jr. of Kansas City, Missouri, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Burgess Ambulance to the Burgess Hospital in Ottawa following the accident that happened around 6:20 a.m. Thursday on Interstate 29. Odell was driving a 2016 Honda Accord northbound on I-29 above the posted speed limit when he rear-ended the trailer of a semi that was traveling north in the right lane. After striking the trailer, the Honda spun off the road into the east ditch before hitting a fence. The semi, driven by 59-year-old Mikhail Kirillovich of Linwood, Washington, pulled over onto the shoulder following the collision. The State Patrol says speed and alcohol were factors in the crash. Officials of the American Red Cross have announced that Dan Haynes, executive director of the YMCA, has stepped up to serve Atlantic as the community blood drive coordinator. Haynes is replacing Diane Eblen, who will now fill the role of food coordinator for those drives. The site of the community drives is also going forward, and it's moving to the YMCA. Haynes will work with the Red Cross to plan and host blood drives, recruiting blood donors to donate the blood products needed to treat patients from the area and across the country. The first Red Cross blood drive, planned by Haynes, will occur on Thursday, November 17th. The Atlantic community is encouraged to make an appointment for the November 17th blood drive to help ensure a sufficient blood supply. A seasonal decline in donations occurs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day when donors get busy with their family gatherings and travel. However, patients don't get a holiday vacation from needing life-saving transfusions. In fact, every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. If you'd like to donate, you can simply download the American Red Cross Blood Donor app at redcrossblood.org or call 800-733-2767 to make an appointment or for more information. Keep in mind, all blood types are needed to ensure a reliable supply for patients. A blood donor card or driver's license or two other forms of identification are required at check-in. Individuals who are 17 years of age in most states or 16 with parental consent were allowed by state law, weigh at least 110 pounds and are generally in good health, may be eligible to donate blood. High school students and other donors 18 years of age and younger also have to meet certain height and weight requirements. And you can save time now at your next donation by using RapidPass to complete your pre-donation reading and health history questionnaire online on the day of your donation or prior to arriving at the blood drive. To get started and learn more, visit redcrossblood.org/RapidPass and follow the instructions on the site. In the funeral announcements, Isabel Klein, age 92 of Harlan, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Isabel Klein will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Viola Vanetta, age 84 of Boulder, Colorado, and formerly of the Nevinville area, died November 1st. Graveside services for Viola Vanetta will be today at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Cecil Denny, age 78, of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Cecil Denny will be today at 2 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died October 11th. Celebration of Life memorial services for Marjorie Grayson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Jean Cultwriter, age 85, of Adair, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Norma Jean Cultwriter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Jaquetta Jenkins, age 76, of Elkhorn, died November 2nd. Memorial services for Jaquetta Jenkins will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Larry Groof, age 66, of Atlantic, died October 13th. A celebration of life for Larry Groof will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Williams, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ellen Carlson, age 79, of Sonora, California, and formerly of Audubon, died October 27th. Funeral services for Ellen Carlson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Martin Marty Leroy Schumann, age 74, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Marty Schumann will be held on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. John Rasmussen, age 71, of Kirkman, died Wednesday. A memorial service for John Rasmussen will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Yvonne Greenwalt of Phoenix, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died October 29th. Memorial services for Yvonne Greenwalt will be held November 19th at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Helen Henderson, age 104, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. And per her wishes, her body was donated to science at Creighton University, and no services are planned for Helen Henderson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Lucille Lundy, age 85, of Orient, died Thursday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lucille Lundy are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Eileen Smith are pending. The reconvened funeral home in Oakland is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.